A Clear Conscience, September 11. Fruit of Consecration. And herein do I exercise myself, to have always a conscience void of offense toward God, and toward men. My brethren, the Lord calls upon you to examine the heart closely. He calls upon you to adorn the truth in your daily practice, and in all your dealings with one another. It is dangerous for you to trifle with the sacred demands of conscience. Are you learning daily in the school of Christ, learning how to dismiss doubt and evil surmisings, learning how to be fair and noble in your dealings with your brethren, for your own sake, and for Christ's sake? All who in that evil day would fearlessly serve God according to the dictates of conscience, will need courage, firmness, and a knowledge of God and His Word. For those who are true to God will be persecuted, their motives will be impugned, their best efforts misinterpreted, and their names cast out as evil. Satan will work with all his deceptive power to influence the heart and becloud the understanding, to make evil appear good, and good evil. The stronger and purer the faith of God's people, and the firmer their determination to obey Him, the more fiercely will Satan's drive to stir up against them the rage of those who trample upon the law of God. Our gatherings should be so conducted, and we should so conduct ourselves, that when we return to our homes we can have a conscience void of offense toward God and man, a consciousness that we have not wounded or injured in any manner those with whom we have been associated, or had an injurious influence over them.